Hi, I'm Craig Merriweather, and this is the ACE and ETEST podcast. Fear is a universal human experience, and of course, people experience fear in many different ways. Among the most common fears are those related to performance, especially fear of public speaking. Now, of course, there are many ways to take a test, including standing in front of a committee answering questions, like maybe somebody defending their PhD dissertation, or maybe part of a student's grade is standing up in front of a classroom to give a report. Even a job interview is a form of public speaking, whether it's in front of one person, a three-person committee, or the entire board of directors. Even giving a speech, say at a conference or a presentation at the big meeting at work, are forms of tests, as people will be grading you, at least in their minds, on how well you are doing. Public speaking is often touted as one of the greatest fears among individuals. The mere thought of standing before an audience delivering a presentation or giving a speech can evoke feelings of anxiety, stress, worry, and overwhelm. However, even though public speaking anxiety is a common experience, just like other forms of test anxiety, it is one that can be managed and that you can overcome. And later in this episode, we'll explore strategies for navigating the fear of public speaking and emerging as a confident and effective communicator. Now, public speaking anxiety stems from various factors, but the fear of public speaking has deep roots in the social nature of human interaction, the fear of judgment, the fear of being evaluated by others. But there is also the fear of failure, or the fear of being embarrassed and humiliated. The pressure to perform well in front of an audience can lead to feelings of nervousness, self-doubt, and stress. This can lead to being afraid of forgetting one's lines, or going blank, or stumbling over words, or being unable to engage the audience, which can intensify the anxiety even further. The anxiety may even manifest physically by sweating, trembling, rapid heartbeat, and dry mouth. And this anxiety, of course, can start weeks or even months before the event. And for weeks, a person struggling with fear of public speaking may start catastrophizing, imagining the worst that can happen, and the negative self-talk can get really, really loud. Now, the fear of failure is also a primary driver of test anxiety. Individuals may worry about not performing up to expectations, receiving a poor grade, or facing negative consequences. The fear can be heightened by the pressure to succeed academically, meeting expectations laid out by parents or even themselves, and maintaining a certain GPA. Moreover, the time constraints and the high stakes associated with exams can heighten the anxiety, making it challenging for individuals to perform to their full potential. So there are several similarities between fear of public speaking and test anxiety. Both fear of public speaking and test anxiety involve a significant amount of performance pressure. Individuals feel the need to perform well and meet certain expectations, whether it's delivering a compelling speech or acing an exam. Both test anxiety and public speaking anxiety stem from a fear of evaluation and judgment, whether it's being judged by an audience during the speech or by a teacher while taking a test. Individuals experiencing these anxieties fear falling short of expectations and facing criticism. And then there's the physical symptoms. Fear of public speaking and test anxiety often manifest both with similar physical symptoms, including sweating, trembling, rapid heartbeat, and even intestinal problems. These symptoms can be triggered weeks ahead of time and persist throughout the duration of the test or the speech or performance. And there's even cognitive distortions, a fancy phrase meaning that people might in their imagination start to fear the worst, catastrophizing. You might start mind reading, imagining what other people might be thinking about them, and overgeneralizing. And both fear of public speaking and test anxiety involve a social component. In public speaking, individuals fear being evaluated by an audience, while in test anxiety, individuals fear being judged by a teacher or peers based on their academic performance. But there are several strategies for managing public speaking anxiety. First and foremost, preparation is key. One of the most effective ways to combat public speaking anxiety is through thorough preparation. Preparation is key, so take time to research the topic you may be speaking about or presenting. Organize your thoughts, create a clear and structured presentation and an outline. Get help with that if you need it. And practice your delivery. Practice is essential for overcoming the fear of public speaking. Practice your speech multiple times, either alone or in front of a trusted friend or family member. Consider joining a public speaking club or taking a communication course, maybe at your local community college, to gain valuable experience and feedback. Part of the fear is your mind thinking that you're not prepared. So rehearsing your presentation can help build confidence and you'll be familiar with the material, making it much easier to deliver the speech or presentation when the time comes. So you're not just looking down and reading off your laptop or printed out speech. Also, shift your focus away from yourself and onto your audience. Remember that you're speaking to inform, entertain, or persuade them. And try to connect with them on a personal level. So engage with your audience by making eye contact, using gestures, and inviting questions or feedback. It's also really important to recognize that nobody is perfect, and even the most experienced speakers make mistakes from time to time. Instead of striving for perfection, focus on delivering your message authentically and passionately. Embrace any imperfections or slip-ups as opportunities to learn and grow. Visualization is also a very powerful tool for overcoming the fear of public speaking. Take a few minutes each day in the weeks leading up to the presentation, and even right before your presentation, to visualize yourself speaking confidently and effectively. Imagine the audience responding positively to your message and see yourself succeeding in your presentation. This really helps in reducing anxiety as you're wiring that confidence into your brain. A few years ago, there was a research study. Researchers wanted to watch the brain as it learned something new, so they picked piano and brought in some volunteers to learn piano. And they sat them down at the piano and showed them simple little exercises and scales and little songs you teach a beginner. And these volunteers came in 20 minutes a day, 7 days straight. They also had the control group, because when you're doing this kind of research, you want to compare and contrast. Here's a brain that doesn't learn anything new, doesn't do anything different. Here's a brain that's learning the piano. At the end of 7 days, what are the differences? Comparing and contrasting. But there was also a third group, and this third group only pretended to play piano. So they brought these volunteers in, showed them the simple little scales and exercises, little songs on the piano. But instead of sitting down at the piano, they sat down in a recliner, closed their eyes, and for 20 minutes a day, 7 days straight, they just pretended in their imagination to play the piano. At the end of the 7 days, they looked at everybody's brain again using MRI and SPECT scans. And in the control group, nothing changed. Nothing was different. And of course, nothing was different because they didn't do anything new. So no big mystery there. The group that actually put their hands on the piano, worked the keys with their fingers, heard the music they were making, and read the sheet music that was placed on the piano, they developed a new neural network in the part of the brain for music. New neural pathways growing together, brain cells connected together in the part of the brain for music. Of course they did, because they're learning music, they're hearing music. But what's extraordinary is the third group, who only pretended to play piano, also developed the same neural network in the same part of the brain as those who were actually playing the piano. Even though they never touched the piano, never heard the music, their brains were wired as if they were actually playing the piano just because they pretended. So visualization, again, can be a powerful, powerful tool. Pretend that you have the confidence to stand up there. Pretend that you're giving the presentation with confidence and strength and power. And that will literally wire that into your brain. You can also reframe your mindset. So instead of viewing public speaking as a daunting task, try reframing to see it as an opportunity for growth and development. Recognize that nervousness is a natural response to stepping outside of your comfort zone and maybe doing something new, and that it can be channeled into positive energy. Focus on the value you're providing your audience, the opportunity to share your knowledge, insights, or ideas, and that you're helping them. Incorporating relaxation techniques into your pre-speech routine can help calm your nerves and reduce anxiety. Deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, or visualization techniques can all be effective ways to center yourself and promote a sense of calm and peace. Find the techniques that work best for you and practice them regularly to build confidence in your ability to manage anxiety. And if the idea of speaking in front of a large audience is overwhelming, start by practicing in smaller, less intimate settings. Maybe offer to give a presentation to a small team meeting at work, or volunteer to speak at a local event that's rather small. By gradually exposing yourself to speaking opportunities, you can build confidence and develop your skills over time. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support from friends, family, or colleagues. Talking about your fears and anxieties with others can help alleviate some of the pressure you may be feeling and help alleviate feelings of isolation and provide valuable encouragement and advice. Consider joining a public speaking group or even seeking professional help if your anxiety is significantly impacting your ability to speak in public. Fear of public speaking and test anxiety are common challenges, sharing many similarities, including performance pressure, fear of evaluation, physical symptoms, and cognitive distortions. But they both can be overcome with practice and perseverance. By learning specific techniques to control your nervous system and turn off the stress response, and implementing strategies to manage the fear and anxiety, you can become a confident and effective speaker, presenter, and test taker. Remember that it's okay to feel nervous. What matters is how you channel that nervous energy into delivering a compelling presentation or acing the test. With dedication, you can conquer your fear of public speaking and emerge as a skilled and confident communicator. By embracing the challenge, preparing thoroughly, practicing regularly, and focusing on your audience, you can overcome your fear and become a confident and effective speaker. Remember that public speaking is a skill that can be learned and improved upon with time and practice. So the next time you find yourself facing a speaking opportunity, embrace the spotlight and seize the opportunity to shine. Thanks for listening, and as my gift to you, go to aceanytest.com, and there you can download for free 5 different recordings to program yourself for confidence. That's for you to have and to share. And if you or a loved one struggles with test anxiety, whether you get really nervous before an exam, an audition, job interview, or giving a speech or presentation in front of a bunch of people, then check out the ACE AnyTest online training program. It's the most comprehensive course for test anxiety relief. There are 12 lessons filled with techniques and strategies for turning off the fight or flight stress response and for building super confidence. There are over 6 hours of video training, over 40 recordings to download and practice with, and over 20 PDF worksheets to print out, so you have the techniques right in front of you. And thank you again for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and here's to your success and all that you do.